Danny did not need to look. She was barefoot, with oiled hair, wearing Dothraki riding leathers and a painted vest given her as a bride gift. She looked as though she belonged here. Viserys was soiled and stained in city silks and ringmail. He was still screaming, "You do not command the dragon! Do you understand? I am the Lord of the Seven Kingdoms. I will not hear orders from some horse-lord's slut. Do you hear?" His hand went under her vest, his fingers digging painfully into her breast. "Do you hear me?" Danny shoved him away, hard. Viserys stared at her, his lilac eyes incredulous. She had never defied him, never fought back. Rage twisted his features. He would hurt her now, and badly. She knew that. Crack! The whip made a sound like thunder. The coil took Viserys around the throat and yanked him backward. He went sprawling in the grass, stunned and choking. The Dothraki riders hooted at him as he struggled to free himself. The one with the whip, Yon Jago, rasped a question. Danny did not understand his words, but by then Irra was there, and Ser Jorah, and the rest of her cars. "Jago asks if you would have him dead, Khaleesi," Irra said. "No," Danny replied, "no."